I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Did you hear earlier on NPR's Morning Edition that Michigan Democratic Congressman John Dingell is celebrating 50 years in the House of Representatives today? Still, he's only the third longest-serving House member in U.S. history, 50 years. We've invited NPR political editor Ken Rudin onto the show. Ken, who holds the longtime record longer than 50 years?
Alex, as you well know, it's Jamie Whitten, a Democrat of Mississippi. He was elected a month before Pearl Harbor. November of 1941, he rose to become chairman of the Appropriations Committee and served until he retired after 1994. He served 53 years, 2 months, and 13 days.
That's pretty good.
That's the record.
All right, second place.
Second place is Carl Vinson, a Democrat from Georgia. He was elected to the House in 1914 to fill a vacancy, and he retired after 1964. He became chairman of the Armed Services Committee. He served 50 years, 2 months, and 13 days. So for John Dingell to pass Vinson, he'll pass Vinson in February of next year. To be the all-time leader, he'll have to pass Jamie Whitten in February of 2009.
Oh, that's a long ways away. So he also, let me bring in one other long-time congressperson here, New York Democrat Manny Seller. He was in third until John Dingell moved up.
That's right. He passed him a month or two ago. What's interesting, the most interesting thing to me about Manny Seller, he was the longtime chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He's the one responsible, believe it or not, for holding up the Equal Rights Amendment, even though Manny Seller was a Brooklyn liberal. He just hated the ERA. But what's interesting about Seller is that because of his opposition to the ERA and opposition to women's rights, he was defeated by Elizabeth Holzman in the 1972 primary. Had he won that primary, he would have headed the House Judiciary Committee in 1974 during the Nixon impeachment hearings, not Peter Rodino. So that's kind of a little historical sidebar.
Let me just ask you this, Ken. 50 years in the House of Representatives, you have to win 25 House elections in order to do that. Does anyone still want to do that, run for Congress 25 times?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, Whitten and Carl Vinson, the two earlier guys we mentioned, they were Democrats in the South when there was no Republican Party, so they didn't have to break a sweat to win re-election. But as you say, not only do they have to run and win, it's more expensive than ever to run. Once upon a time, there was a senator named William Proxmire of Wisconsin. All he had to do was pay his filing fee to get reelected. But now the expense, because of the TV and consultants and the opposition research, is very, very expensive. It's not fun anymore. It's not only is it partisan and getting ugly, but a lot of members say, look, it's just not worth it to just do this time and time again.
So what is it going to be a long-serving member of Congress in years to come? People, they do 10 years, 15 years, and they say, the heck with it, I'm getting out?
Well, that's always been the average. You still have some old-timers. I mean, Robert Byrd was first elected to Congress in 52, you know, then he was elected to the Senate in 58. So he's been on Capitol Hill for over 50 years. Ted Kennedy was elected to the Senate in 62. But for the most part, a lot of members either want to go home and make more money, or they're just tired of the bickering back and forth, and they say, I've had enough.
Political History from NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Ken, thanks for joining us again.
Alex, did you know that I'm the NPR's longest-serving political editor in history? It's true. I looked it up.
You can read Ken's column, Political Junkie, at our website, npr.org.